Well, happy to be back at work. Happy to start a new week. Obviously, a big one for us. Obviously, Detroit. I mean, you've known we played them before. I'm looking to go 2-0 in the divisions. A very important game for us. I mean, obviously, it's the next one, which is always important. But to end this two-week losing streak, to be important for us. We've let two slip away from us, and it's time to get back on track to where we were, and especially going into the bye week. So it's an important week, and we're excited about it. And we know that Detroit's a better team than we faced a couple weeks ago. So, they have our full attention now, and we're looking to have a good week of practice and make a big jump from last week to this week.
Christian, as you look at the tape of your passing game, are you seeing repeat issues from week to week right now, or is it a different animal against each defense?
I mean, it's pretty much different each week. We're not really seeing, repeat mistakes. And I mean, if we did, then that wouldn't be good. But no, there's nothing that's being repeated, no.
Performance specifically, what jumps out at you?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I can play better. I don't know if there's any specific things that jump out at me. It just goes back to execution, and my execution has to pick up. But we know that obviously that's important for this week for such a big game. But I mean, nothing really specific has jumped out at me.
You've been dealing with the knee injury for a while. How much has that affected your ability to push off and
not
accuracy?
Not at all. My knee's been fine. Even when it was injured, I mean, it didn't really hurt. It was just swelling and no real pain. So.
Did you get dinged up again this last week?
No. Nope.
Any finger pointing in the locker room? I mean, you guys lost two in a row?
No, not at all. We have a lot of good characters on this team and a lot of great leaders, and there's been absolutely no finger pointing. So.
Christian, there were a couple of times in that game where it looked like you were double clutching a little bit. There was the play right before the half to Jenkins where he's out there. It looked like you hesitated for a second, got the ball out there. Are you playing with enough confidence, I guess, for lack of a better term, just to deliver the ball where it needs to be on time?
Yeah, I am. I think some of the, like that specific play, I was trying to go somewhere else and then it didn't happen, and so came late to Jenkins. But yeah, our confidence breeds from preparation, and I think we're really preparing really well. We have great game plans, and again, it just goes back to us executing, but I have full confidence in what I'm doing.
You're having good weeks of practice then. Does that become more frustrating when you don't have more production on game day?
I think regardless of how the week of practice has gone, it's always frustrating to perform not at your peak and to lose games. I mean, that's frustrating no matter what.
Is there a point in Sunday's game that you felt yourself, the game getting away from you?
No, not really. Especially with how we've shown this whole season. I don't think that we feel like the game's getting away from any of us, specifically me, until it says 0-0-0 and the time's out. And then when the game's called, because, I mean, look back at week one Jacksonville, 14 seconds left and we're down by three, and we end up winning the game. So I never feel like the game's getting away from me.
Can there be things done schematically to get more receivers open whenever you have so many defenders up near the line?
There's things that we can do, and obviously Bill's doing a great job of finding ways to get guys open, and we're not really abandoning anything. I mean, but Bill's coming up with great plans, and we're gonna keep getting better and find guys open this week, and I think especially we match up well against his defense, but I think we're not overhauling our offense, but we're obviously every week we're game planning and scheming and trying to find ways to get guys open.
Can you describe what it would be like to go into a game, if Percy's not there, he's on the sideline in street clothes?
Obviously we want him in, but if not, I don't know if we're going to have Jarius ride up or whoever, but we'll have guys step in, and we can do it without him. We'll find ways to win, and again, that's up with Bill and how he's going to devise his game plan without him, but we'll be fine.
Do you practice much with Jarius? I mean, how much do you in practice do you get to
work? Yeah, Jarius gets in there. He'll take reps for Percy and every day. I mean, every day he's in there. So.
How can he help you if he has to step in for Percy?
Well, he's a lot like Percy. He's quick. He's very dynamic. Thing is, I mean, we just got to get him reps and he'll be fine. I mean, he's a very dynamic player. I mean, Rick Spielman drafted him for a reason and he played well at Arkansas, and he'll play well once he gets in.
Notice Jerome maybe missing some of that explosiveness that he had like during off season, preseason.
I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest thing I think people need to realize about Jerome is that I mean, he spent 4 years or three or four years in a specific offense, so he's still growing and still learning this offense, and we're seeing he's getting better every week, and we're looking for him. I mean, he had a great game against Detroit last time, so we want him, you know, in that same position this week.
Getting John back this week, how do you think that'll affect things?
Yeah, it'll be huge. You know, obviously, great tight end, and we're going to do some different things with him, but yeah, I mean, we're happy to have him back, and he can only add another element to this offense.
Do you guys see some specific things with Kyle that you're just kind of missing or not on the same page right now?
No, nothing specific. You know, we just got to keep trying to give him the ball. You know, I think we're going to do a good job of this week trying to figure ways to get him the ball, but you know, they're taking him away. You know, we're not trying to force things that aren't there, but they are doing a good job of taking him away, and we just got to keep figuring out ways to give him the ball.
Are they defending him differently now, you know, after the first stretch of the season where he had such a good start?
Yeah, I don't know if they're defending him differently, but you know, they're doing certain man coverages on him. I mean, you know, 31, the safety last week, Cam Chancellor did a good job of playing man coverage and taking him away. And, you know, in the red zone, we've seen some, you know, I guess teams have doubled him at times. But, you know, we just got to keep trying to find ways to get him to win.
You guys are going outside the numbers an awful lot. Do you need to attack the middle a little bit more?
We try to attack the middle, but you know, sometimes it's not there. And you know, again, it goes back to just trying to get guys open, and that's what we're trying to do, whether it's outside or in the middle, long, short. I mean, you know, we're finding ways to get guys the ball.
What impresses you most about this division? I mean, I know you're focusing on Detroit, but you've played everybody. Yeah. When you look at the division,
it's so competitive. You know, we'll probably have three teams from the division go to the playoffs this year. Chicago's obviously playing at an extremely high level, and Green Bay's getting there, and Detroit's obviously progressing as well, and we're in the mix as well. So all four teams are competitive, and it's good teams. I mean, it's a fun division to be a part of.
You got five more games against the division here. You guys kind of look at it as make or break time.
You know, not really. I mean, the thing that we realize is that, you know, we control our own destiny, and, you know, we're going to take it 1 week at a time. We're focused on Detroit this week, but, you know, once we get there, each team, I mean, we're going to take it 1 week at a time, and I mean, it is going to be tough. I mean, it's obviously a very competitive division, and it's very good teams, but, we have five wins, and obviously we could have more than that, but we control our own destiny. We have everything in our hands.
You talked in the offseason, when you look back at last year, you got off to a good start when you got in as a starter, and then I think you said you started thinking a little bit too much. Is there some of that going on at this point where you just kind of need to let it go and play it all?
No, I don't think so. You know, I'm a lot more comfortable in the offense right now than I was last year. A lot of it had to do with you not being comfortable, but no, I don't feel like I'm thinking out there, no. Thanks, Jess.
Yep.